want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good day to you, Brevard County. We trust that that you are having a great day in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was actually talking with somebody here a couple of weeks ago, having a conversation, and he made this reference. And he wasn't talking about me. He wasn't talking about him. He was talking about somebody that I don't know, and he referenced a standalone Christian. And I just want you to know today, by the way, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you're listening to the Refresh Radio program, that you were not meant to be a standalone Christian. You are meant to be in fellowship with one another. And I pray that today that you will find a connection with other members of the body of Christ, people that you can pray with and you can be real with and you can communicate the love of God with and say, you know what, I am so thankful that that person is in my life. Here a couple of weeks ago, I had to go by a local business and drop something off, and I went in and handed it to somebody, and that person introduced me to someone else, and they said, you know, I've heard so much about you. And I was like, well, don't believe everything you hear. and you know, it was just nice to know that there's somebody there that, you know, has a love for God and a love for the people of God and love for me as a pastor, and that they're not serving because they have to, they're serving because they want to, and that there's benefits to being in relationship with one another in the body of Christ. Listen, I walk around on a daily basis with a living testimony of what it is like to have actual body parts missing from you. And I'm not going to gloss over it or anything like that. There are some people that when they meet me, it's primarily kids, but when they meet me, if they notice the missing, I've got two joints of a finger that are missing from a childhood accident. They don't notice my face. They don't notice anything at all about me. They don't really care how tall I am, you know, whether I'm the right weight for my height or anything. They notice what is missing. And I would like to encourage you today to be the solution to what is missing in God's church, because you were created on purpose by God for His purpose, and that was to come not only to be served but to serve, not only to be blessed but to be a blessing. And so with that being said, I want to encourage you, if you're out there all by yourself, you can call 321-454-4263, leave us a voicemail. We will pray for you. You can send us an email message. We will pray for you. But whatever you do, don't be a spiritual lone ranger. Don't be a standalone Christian. Don't be anybody that's out there just trying to survive all by yourself, no matter how old you are. I'm telling you, for the enemy who is looking for what he can devour, he doesn't care if you're young and defenseless, middle-aged and defenseless, or old and defenseless. He wants you on his spiritual buffet. And the body of Christ is there to help you when you are under attack. And so I encourage you today to find that body of believers that you can come, you can grow in your relationship with God, and you can be a blessing to those around you. We've been having a great time at Merit Assembly of God this summer. We are back to our normal schedule, although Wednesday nights have changed from 6 until 7 for the kids' ministry. Adults are still 7 to 8. But we would love to have you come to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Phone number is 321-454-4263. And you want to check us out on Facebook, we're there under Merit Assembly of God. Our sermons broadcast about 10 or about 11:15 to 11:30. We come live. We don't come live until it's time for the sermon. If you want to check us out on Facebook, you can. You can also find out more about the church, meritassembly.com. Meritassembly.com. We're going to go back today to Ephesians chapter 5. We are just making massive progress as we work through this portion of scripture. We're talking about, we focused on verse number 8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord." We went on and in verse number 2, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Yesterday's broadcast, we were in verse number 3. Today we're going to pick up in verse number 4, and it says this, "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting." And you could go back to verse number 3, and you could see that that means not fitting for the saints, "but rather giving of thanks." And then he goes on and explains this. He says, "For this you know, that no fornicator," he's already talked about that, shouldn't be in our lives, "no unclean person," he's already talked about that, "nor covetous man," he's already talked about that, "who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." So the things that Paul is delineating here for us that should not be in our lives, he goes on and explains, "For this you know." It was common knowledge. It wasn't up for debate. It was settled, established fact. It would be only in modern Christianity where people think, "I can go out and live like I want to. I can do whatever I want to. I have this freedom to sin with reckless abandon, and there aren't going to be any kingdom consequences." Paul, on the other hand, writes to the Ephesians and says, everybody knows that anybody who lives like the world, lives like those who are people of darkness, has no inheritance in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Christ. So it goes on here and it talks about filthiness, it talks about foolish talking, and it talks about coarse jesting. Here's what I want you to know, and that is this. God is concerned about the words that come out of our mouths, because the words that come out of our mouths reflect the nature of our heart. The words that come out of our mouth indicate not just what is in our heart, but what fill our heart. Let me read this to you in the Amplified Bible, verse number 4. It says this, "Let there be no filthiness." Well, what does that mean? Let nothing that is an obscenity or indecency. So that's the descriptive terms of to help us understand the concept of filthy. It is a sad state when you have to define what is filthy. But it is material that is obscene. It is also material that is indecent. We live in a day and time where we have been told that all of the old standards have passed away. They are no longer viable. They are no longer a social concern. And society tried that for 50 years. And you know what they've discovered after the past couple of years? Is, you know what? We think we want to go back to the standard that we had before, which is you treat one another the way that you want to be treated. And you don't do things to people just because you have the power to do them. You don't speak about them in a manner that is uncharacteristic of a believer. Now, I will tell you this. It is unreasonable to expect people who are bound in darkness to behave like children of light, okay? What we're talking about is not implementing our standards on people who do not have our relationship with God. On the same hand, it is unreasonable to believe that a person who has a vibrant, healthy, life-changing, eternity-changing relationship with Jesus to continue to behave like people who have no hope. Okay? So what Paul is saying is, look, if you are walking the way that God wants us to walk, if you're walking in love, if you're walking as children of light, if you're walking the way your example, Jesus Christ, has lived for you, there are certain things that are not going to be coming out of your mouth. There's things that you're not going to be practicing. I saw something in a newsletter here recently that I read, and it said something along this lines, and that is that no person who is born of God, truly a child of God, will habitually and continually practice a life of sin. We may occasionally stumble, but we are certainly never going to be doing that intentionally. And so today, I'm here to lift up the standard for us a little bit, because I don't know about you, but when I go in for a medical procedure, I want to make sure that room, that all of the tools are sanitized, that they meet a standard that they're not going to infect me and make me sick. Okay? And there are a lot of people, and you may be one of those people, and I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to let you know what standard I'm living by. And that is this. There are a lot of people who are comfortable with the profane things of the world. If you've heard me talk about this, the word profane means common. It means ordinary. It means the normal things of this world. But God always called his people to say, you need to be living and teaching that there is a difference between the holy and the profane. The Bible says that born-again believers are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That doesn't mean that it's a holy United States of America. What the word nation means is people group. And so a holy nation, there could be holy believers in America and holy believers in Canada and holy believers in Mexico and holy believers in, you name the country, and there are more than likely believers there. And you know what? We're never going to be effective trying to indicate to the community that we're supposed to be representing Jesus to, hey, we're no different than you are. We can minister to them by saying, you know what? I've been where you are, and Jesus radically changed my life. He changed my heart. He changed my mind. He changed my practices. He changed the words that come out of my mouth. And so can we just do ourselves a favor and say, God, would you correct my attitude so the words that come out of my mouth represent the kingdom of God better than what I have in the past? So that means we're not going to be making any sexist jokes. That means we're not going to be making any racist jokes. That means that we are not going to be making any immoral jokes. That all of a sudden we're going to be focusing on things that are not impure. We're going to focus on things that aren't concerned about the lust of the world. We're going to be focusing on making sure that the things that come out of our mouth are decent, that they are words of blessing and not words of cursing. Okay? I have heard it said, and I like this, that too many times the world knows the things that we are against more than they know the things that we are for. And so I just want to encourage you today, let's elevate the standard of our mouth. And for you, that may be a different challenge than I can tell, you know, I told you the other day, I don't remember what day it was, that there have been people who told me that they used to have an addiction to cigarettes and that it was one of the most difficult things that they ever dealt with in getting rid of. That same person told me they had an easier time getting set free from drugs than they did set free from nicotine. Okay? Now I'm going to transition to a different conversation where a person told me that the one of the greatest things that they struggled with was having God clean up their mouth where they no longer used the profanity and the coarse language that they had at one point in time become accustomed to using. But he did it. He did it. So I threatened to do this from time to time, and so I'll tell this to you. You might want to activate a digital voice recorder. Get one of those voice-activated ones. Carry it around in your pocket, and whenever you're having a conversation, you're not there to record the conversation and eavesdrop on the person, but that you might be dialoguing with. But take that voice recorder and analyze the words that come out of your mouth, and ask yourself: am I edifying? Am I representing Jesus' will? Are my words seasoned with grace? Are they seasoned with faith? Are they vain, empty words? Are they idle words? Are they indecent? Are they immoral? Listen, it goes on and it talks about nor foolish and sinful. It and then in parentheses it says silly and corrupt talk. Okay? We are masters at talking about superficial things. We really are. If you look in John chapter 4, Jesus is ministering to the woman at the well, and anytime he started to get to a point that was more than superficial, she wanted to change the subject. You and I, we may be the same way. What do we hear? Well, guys don't like to talk about their feelings. Well, here's a newsflash. Generally, guys don't like to talk too much, period. You might find a person with a topic. I have discovered this, and that is that people are experts about themselves. They know their story better than anything else. And so I was at an appointment one day, and I was there for an hour, and there was someone else in the business, and they never stopped for an entire hour talking about themselves. I almost felt bad for the person on the other end of the phone. I did feel bad for myself, but this person was not engaging anybody in the room. They were missing out on all of that dynamic that was going on, but they were absolutely self-absorbed. They were listening. I mean, they were able to talk about themselves like nobody else. And most of what they had to discuss had no substance to it whatsoever. It really was at the bare minimum superficial. And so I want to encourage you, let's elevate our mouth. The book of James says that the tongue can set a fire. It's a little bitty thing, but it can steer a great big ship. The tongue can start an inferno, and I would dare ask how many of us have been guilty of using our mouth and opening wide and inserting our foot and saying, boy, I really wish I hadn't said that. In order for us to walk, isn't it interesting? It goes talking about walking in love, and then it starts dealing with fornication and uncleanness and covetousness, and that tells me that even though what the world defines as love is actually lust or fornication or sin, it doesn't measure up to God's standard. So don't tell me that God is not concerned about what we do with our life. He is. And then it goes on and it talks about the words that are coming out of our mouth. Those words that we have, they are supposed to be part of that walking in love, just as Christ loved. So we need to make sure that we don't do those things. It said that fornication, uncleanness, and covetousness are not fitting for the saints. And it tells us that filthiness, foolish talking, nor coarse jesting are not fitting. That means that we're not supposed to be in the intimidating factor. We're not supposed to be making others laugh at the expense of someone else. We're not supposed to be making ourselves elevated by pushing others down. We're supposed to be building each other up. And it says, but rather, and I'm so glad God doesn't just leave us with a void in our life. He says, when you get this out of your life, what you are going to do is you're going to have an opportunity to use that mouth for the reason I created it in the very first place. But rather, giving of thanks. Are you a thankful person today? If you haven't thanked him for what you have, you won't thank him for the next thing you receive. Giving thanks is an intentional act that believers make. There have been times when I looked at something and all of a sudden God would say, have you thought about that this could be the reality instead of that? And automatically I would say, God, I just want to thank you right now. I want to change my perspective. And instead of complaining about that situation, I want to give you thanks for that situation. So it goes on. And here again, it talks about not only are those things not fitting for a saint, but the real danger is that if we do not walk in the love of God and walk in the light of God, if we do not follow Christ's example, The danger is we forfeit the inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God that God intended for us to have. Remember that Satan is not only a liar, he is a thief. There are two reasons why people steal. They either steal for the gain that it will bring into their life at the expense of someone else, or they steal just to hurt another person. They do it with a vindictive spirit. Satan has absolutely nothing to gain by stealing your inheritance, by bringing compromise and bringing conduct into our lives that are not pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God. He has nothing to gain from that. But you and I, we have everything to lose. We say it all of the time. Don't miss heaven for anything this world has to offer. But I want to take that a step further. I'm not just concerned about making heaven. I know this, that Jesus promised that there was a reward for serving him the way that he deserves to be served, that there is not only an eternal reward, but there is a reward right here and now. And I don't want to miss that reward. I don't want to miss out on the joy. I don't want to miss out on the peace. I don't want to miss out on the power. I don't want to miss out on the prosperity that can be mine for serving Jesus. I don't want to miss out on the healthy and holy marriage. I don't want to miss out on the healthy and vibrant relationships with my kids, who are all adults now. I don't want to miss out on the joy of watching people give their heart to Jesus and the kingdom of darkness being plundered. I don't want to miss out on any of that inheritance simply because I settled for something stupid and inferior. I told you before, Jonah said, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Let's not cling to fornication, cling to anything else that doesn't belong in the household of faith, and in doing so, miss out on our inheritance. It's not worth it. We'll see you next time, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.